Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Jaden Rashada might be a household name in college football by this time next season, especially if he goes to an SEC school. And no, it won't be because the Gator Collective chomped off more than they could chew when it came to NIL terms, but rather because Rashad is that talented of a player. He can lead your team to conference championships. He can lead your team to college football playoff appearances, and certainly maybe even a national title. And it's why SEC schools are very much interested in acquiring his services. Auburn's been linked there. Mississippi State has been linked there. And Georgia, as of now, are the front runners to land the services of the former Arizona State quarterback. And it might end up being the worst thing for the SEC possible. Let's go ahead and discuss SEC Unfiltered. It's Cole Thompson here. Make sure that you like the video. Hit the comments section. Where do you want to see Jaden Rashada strap it up in 2024? And hit subscribe, because we're talking about the Bulldogs. We're talking about the Crimson Tide. We're talking about all SEC programs leading up to week one and well past it. Download the podcast version of the show on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast listening systems. Make sure that you're following us on social media and me on social media at Mr. Cole Thompson and at SEC Unfiltered. We're at Twitter. We're at Facebook. We're at Instagram. We're really everywhere that Elon Musk or Mark Zuckerberg own. Make sure that you're following me on YouTube at Mr. Cole Thompson. We talk college football on my own channel. And to keep up with the number one content surrounding your favorite conference and the number one conference in all of college athletics, go visit secunfiltered.com. Why Jaden Rashada to UGA would be horrifying for the SEC, but really beneficial to him, is it's basically the Dante Moore approach. So how many of you know the story about Dante Moore? Guy was supposed to be a household figure at the University of Oregon. He was connected to Kenny Dillingham. Felt like that was a plug-and-play, immediate upgrade for this team, well past the Bo Nix era. And then he realizes, well, Bo's coming back for another year, and I want to go play right away. So he hitches his wagon to Chip Kelly, goes down to UCLA, ends up starting week one, and then goes back and forth with other quarterbacks inside the room, including Colin Schley, for reps, and ends up transferring at the end of the year. And he goes right back to Oregon. And the reason he goes to Oregon is because of this time he's a little bit older, a little bit wiser, and a little bit more mature when it comes to his decision-making. Who's he going to learn underneath this year? It won't be just Dan Lanning and this high-vamp defense. It'll be Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel's been in college football for 6+ years. He's going on year 7. There is so much knowledge in this kid's brain about what it takes to play in different style of offenses, certain formations, up-tempo, slow-tempo, what to do in a 2-minute warning situation, all of that to where a year from now, when Oregon's established itself as one of the bigger teams in the Big Ten, they are going to be a threat. They may be a threat this year. In fact, I would be very remiss to say that Oregon won't be a threat in the Big Ten. But Georgia has that same conversation going into 2025. They know that Carson Beck is the starting quarterback. Nobody is going to argue that Carson Beck is not going to be QB1 in Athens, Georgia this year. In fact, he's going to be probably, to most people, QB1 in college football, because you don't have a season like last year and then simply fall off the wagon. You don't have the type of numbers you put up last season and simply go back to being another run-of-the-mill quarterback. He's going to be one of the fixtures of college football. But what happens afterwards? Do you feel like Gunnar Stockton is going to stick around past this season? You don't have Dylan Raiola, and there is a gap between your quarterback going into 2025's recruiting class and the one in 2024. So how do you feel about this team where maybe you are getting somebody that does have experience already playing in an offense that maybe doesn't cater to his strengths, but also having the ability to create consistency, balance, sustainability, and more importantly, competition in practice, kind of like you had last season with Brock Vandergriff and Carson Beck? You want to know what's always competitive? Your clothing. And you want to know what else is really competitive? Pricing in today's market. Here's where you get your best bang for buck and also look good while feeling good. Roback.com. If you haven't heard of them before, well, number one, where have you been living? Can you go ahead and send me your address so I can go ahead and give you a hug? Because that rock has got to be very heavy laying on your head at night. But number two, it's the best form-fitting performance polos, hoodies, shorts, and so much more for your disposal. They just released the Azalea collection, which came out for the Masters. It's a phenomenal drink, but it's a phenomenal form-fitting shirt that makes you feel good about yourself. And the other thing that makes you feel really good about yourself is that the performance polo hoodies, performance polo shirts are form-fitting, and they don't stretch the imagination. They feel really confident. You feel very confident every step along the way. So When you go ahead and visit rowback.com, use the promo code SECU for 20% off your very first purchase. 20% off when you use SECU on performance polos, hoodies, shorts, and a ton more. Make sure that you visit rowback.com, R-H-O-B-A-C-K, SECU for the promo code, 20% off from us. Just for being a loyal listener at SEC Unfiltered. Look good, feel good, and make sure that you're built good for the upcoming season in college football. Jaden Rashada, sitting and learning, would be just like Dante Moore, where nobody is going to be concerned about what happens after this season because they feel, well, we're Georgia, we're Oregon. We know that we are supposed to be one of college football's finest. And the best way to do so is by guaranteeing that there are no flaws in the game, no holes in the roster, and no speculation about what happens when you lose a talent. Plus, you always want to be built for the winter months. Everyone always talks about what it's like to have a great team for the start of the season. You look at Ohio State. You look at Ole Miss. You look at Alabama. Every year, we talk about them as a prominent roster that could end up being something high figure. But let's just say you lose a key player along the way. Let's just say, like Tua Tagovailoa back in 2019, you lose your starting quarterback. It unravels everything. You start to lose that gusto about potentially being a college football playoff team. You start losing the pizzazz about potentially making it to Atlanta. You start losing the feeling that a national championship is within reach because you have a drop-off in terms of productivity at quarterback, the most influential position. You won't have that with Gunnar Stockton and Jaden Rashada learning this offense underneath Mike Bobo. Plus, the weaponry all throughout Athens right now is about as strong as you could possibly want. I don't know many teams that lose talents like Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers and feel like that they somewhat upgraded or at least brought in a lateral move with Ben Yesurik, the tight end from Stanford, and Colby Young coming on over from Miami. I don't feel that way about most teams. And then you lose another guy like Chick Saint and you go bring in a guy like London Humphreys from Vanderbilt. You feel confident that it doesn't matter who's playing quarterback, there's sustainability and there's consistency. But the one thing that you always want to have is continued growth. Great teams are looking 2-3 years in the future while playing in the present.
Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
That's just the bottom line, people. You think for one second that Alabama underneath Nick Saban wasn't preparing for life past Tua, life past Jalen Hurts, life past even AJ McCarron and Greg McElroy? No, he was always ahead of the curve. He was always three steps ahead of everyone else because if he wanted to guarantee that Alabama was still going to be a threat. And you want to know what else happened along the way? You watched as Alabama won countless conference titles and countless national championships. And other programs started to see that and go, well, if it works for Nick and I have a backing about what Nick does, why wouldn't it work for me? Kirby Smart, the disciple and arguably heir apparent to Nick Saban, has been following this mantra for years. He made sure that Carson Beck and Brock Vandergrift were ready to play in case Stetson Bennett struggled or stunk. But at the same time, if he didn't stunk, they knew that they had the best case scenario moving into 2024. And you were a handful of plays away from getting a three-peat and becoming the first three-time national champion since Minnesota in the 1930s. That's what you have. And you can have that with Jaden Rashada coming on in where you don't have to worry about him starting, But if you did ask him to maybe run a couple of sub packages inside the red zone, you would feel confident knowing that he's going to gain that sustainability to where next season he is your QB1. And the drop-off doesn't occur at anywhere else other than maybe other teams in the SEC. Maybe the drop-off occurs with not having such a rigorous schedule in 2025 like you have in 2024. The bottom line is that for a guy like Jaden Rashada, sometimes taking a step back to learn, grow, adapt ends up being the best plan for you. Carson Beck is built for the NFL and built to win a national championship because he sat for a year and then sat for another year underneath a quarterback that was a no-star. That sometimes happens. You're okay with that. So for Rashada, if I'm looking at this squad, I think that there's a great chance for me to win a national title, not only as a backup, but potentially as a starting quarterback in 2025. And maybe that's enough for me to go ahead and hitch my wagon to what Mike Bobo is selling and go ahead and buy in. I'm smart. Listen to a guy like Kirby.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.